Now your grave has made the ultimate sacrifice. Zeus has honored her bravery by giving her a new form of life.
Luke, I think the Fleece can bring Thalia back to us.
If the Fleece could bring Thalia back, Cronos would have told me before I poisoned the tree.
So ask him. Ask him to tell you the truth.
So you're just gonna let me win?
This isn't about winning or losing. This is about getting the Fleece to the tree as soon as possible to save camp.
The tree isn't an ordinary tree. It's divine magic, just like the Golden Fleece.
So when we get to camp, she could already be there?
Why didn't you tell me that the Fleece could bring Thalia back? I'm loyal.
Then prove it. Join our forces. Burn camp to the ground. And kill the son of Poseidon.
We gotta keep moving. This is open space, it's more safe.
Don't stop. Don't look back and be prepared for anything.
No, I'm not leaving.
Listen to me, listen! I can slow them down, but you need to protect her.
Get them to camp, okay? You gotta get her to safety. We take her of our own. Go. Go!
Come on, then. You wanted a fight? I'll give you one.
The prophecy tells of a child of the eldest three, who upon reaching 16 years of age, will decide the fate of Olympus. A single choice that either saves the age of the gods or destroys it.
Percy.
What is it?
Nothing. Just look out! Blackjack. Where's Clarice? No. I know him.
Hey, Nelson. Okay. Oh, you guys are growing up so fast. And your world is... You have a lot to carry.
That's what Dolly's gonna help. She can help Percy carry the weight. Take it off your shoulders.
Right. You mean Dolly's gonna be the one in the prophecy, not Percy?
There's a prophecy?
Isn't there always? Clarice never made it to the tree. There's monsters up ahead. They're surrounding camp. She took off on foot with the Fleece.
Where are you going?
With you.
No. No way.
I wasn't asking, Percy.
Please. She's up this road. I watched the Minotaur. I can't let you get close to that kind of danger again, okay?
Yeah. But it's not just me that you're really worried about, is it?
Do you remember that dream you had? About the drachma? On one side a trident, the other a scythe. I thought that was about me. Like two different sides of me. Good and bad. But now I think it's about me and...
Thalia.
Percy? Promise me you'll stay at a safe distance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
circus. You know, before I was a king, I was a charioteer myself. My skill and speed were renowned throughout the land, and wherever I went, a feast was given in my honor. Anyway, maybe you too will be invited.
Sir.
Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Rodriguez. I'm just in the middle of a story right now.
Another giant broke through. That's 3 in 3 days. And our barrier's weaker than ever. We need more people to patrol the border.
Yeah, no can do. We are barely gonna finish in time to get the races going again.
Screw the races. Soon enough, there won't be any races. There won't be any camp.
I'm sorry, are you trying to scare these kids? None of you have seen a real siege. The kind they had back in my day. The blood, the brutality. We picked up a weapon and we... The gods have lifted my curse. Because I was right!
Oh, come on.
She doesn't have enough people. She probably hasn't slept in days.
Clarice definitely didn't come this way.
Percy, I hear something.
What?
I don't know. Moving toward us, shaking the ground.
To our siege units. I want everyone to join us at Half Blood Hill. We're going in.
Are you sure we can cross?
The barrier won't stop demigods, and it hasn't stopped our team inside camp from letting your friends in.
Team inside camp? Finish what you started with the tree. Bring it down, bring the barrier down with it.
This battle is only the beginning. We will burn camp to the ground and anyone left inside. But when the battle is over, the tree must still stand. The war will be decided by a child of the Big Three. Thalia will destroy Olympus. She is the most powerful demigod alive.
We need to free her from the tree.
I don't care. You guys are my escort. Now we got a lot of ground to cover.
Clarice, we're all needed out here. Like, there's a monster breaking through the border. The barrier's about to fall. And...
not if we get this to Thalia's tree.
How does Luke know the fleet's coming Thalia back?
I told him.
What? Why?
Because Thalia is the only thing Luke cares about more than Kronos.
How do you know she'll be on our side?
Because I know.
I heard Kronos say that there was another. You were worried the great prophecy was about me. What about Thalia?
This is about your dream about Thalia showing up at camp.
Demigod dreams are dangerous. You're the one who told me that.
Kronos can manipulate dreams. If he got into Ares' head, he can get into yours. Don't let him.
You think she'll be on our side because she's your friend?
That's right.
But she's Luke's friend, too. She'd have to choose between the two of you. You can't imagine what that's like.
What are we gonna do?
They're heading to the convoy. Cover which way?
Which way to what?
The fleece. It gives off the same scent as Pan, right? You can track it.
You and I should go track down the fleece so Percy and Tyson can head to the tree to help Bronte.
Don't move!
It's the exile!
Wait. Hear us out.
Take him to custody.
Ellis, Clarice needs our help.
You tried to steal her quest. Should have never come back here. We don't have time for this. There's an army at our front door.
If they resist, cut them down.
All right. Fine. Take us to Tantalus.
Tantalus is gone.
What?
Caught a fireball in the face.
Who's in charge of camp defense then?
I'm my own great, 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 grandpa. I'm my own. Great, 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 great.
Great.
We found these exiles by the boundary, sir.
All right, take them to Tantalus. Oh, right.
Clarice has the fleece. If we got here before she did, that means she's in trouble.
Actually,
Clarice has the fleece.
And Luke has monsters and demigods getting ready to march into camp right now.
So?
So you're camp director.
Okay.
Luke's not just after us, he's after you. He's trying to bring the Titans back.
Okay. That's enough. Is there a Titan actively attacking the camp right now?
No, but...
Then I can't help you. You kids are gonna have to start working out your differences on your own.
Differences?
Kronos is back.
Okay, okay. There is no proof that that's true.
He spoke to me. Look, look, this is it. This is the real thing. What Chiron's been training us for. We all grew up hearing these stories about heroes. You think that story, that quest, that prophecy. It's gotta be about someone else. But it's not. It's just us. There is no bigger hero or divine intervention to come to our rescue. We have to take care of our own. Because that's what real heroes do. We stand up for each other. We stand up for home!
From my cabin hurt? Where's Mark?
He's leading one of the patrols. We've got four covering the perimeter now.
You guys should be guarding the tree. The barrier has to hold.
The barrier's breaking. And so are we. You know, some of us are worried that there's enemies in camp. Traitors.
Traitors?
Let's just say I like the way Katie took a shot at you.
What? Chris, what are you doing?
Katie, let me see your bow.
Why?
She's a traitor.
One of Luke's loyalists.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now!
Luke always had my back. Just give me the fleece.
I'll tell him you died well.
Cut her down and get the fleece!
Know what your mistake was? Thinking we were friends. Maybe you forgot you don't have those.
Oh, yeah?
Get the place!
Watch carefully. Skull Crusher. I, Luke Castellan, give you permission to enter camp.
Ooh.
You were never the one. It was always Thalia.
This is not death. Or life. This is
a dream. I'm dreaming.
You've grown.
I tried calling you before. Luke wasn't lying, was he? The war I started.
A great stirring is underway. The Titans walk loose from their prison. War is inevitable. I need my son by my side. Thank you for watching over him.
Percy, you're okay.
Tyson. Look at me. The forge of my brother Hephaestus is hidden in the deep of my domain. We have need of your skills to craft weapons for the war to come.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
If you need time to think it over.
I'll go. It's the least I can do, really, to repay you for. For Percy. What? A long time ago, on the streets, before I met you and Sally, it was really, really hard. I prayed to the gods for help. I prayed for a friend. And I was sent a brother. I'm gonna go get ready. Or wake up. Or... yeah. If you need extra help...
your destiny lies elsewhere.
The great prophecy, right?
I plan to tell you myself, nearer your 16th year, but... I suppose there is no ideal age to carry the burden of deciding the fate of the universe.
Is that why you had me?
There are forces more powerful than the will of the gods, my son. Fate is one of them. Love, another. Never underestimate yourself, Perseus.
Never. That's the first word she said. Thalia. Do you know what she meant?
Brace yourself.
He's awake.
She's still out.
How long have you been out for?
3 days.
Chiron approved us to use most of the nectar in storage for healing people up.
Chiron?
Reinstate it. Wanted to see you as soon as you woke up.
Okay, say it.
You drool in your sleep.
So, we won. Survived. The cronies were driven back. Luke vanished.
Chiron put me in charge of training our strike force for the fight to come. Let's get started. Good use of you too. Both of you. Not you.
I got my own assignment, thanks. Congratulations, Clarice. Just give me a shut up, Jackson.
Shut up, Jackson.
Oh, it's good to see you back. I'm glad Zeus finally came to his senses.
I regret not having told you of my connection to Cronus last summer. I regret many things. I've always tried to heed the will of the gods and to be an example for the demigods that I trained and cared for. I can no longer do both.
What do you mean?
You deserve to know the truth of what really happened that night that you arrived.
What really happened?
don't need to relive it.
The story you remember didn't end the way you think. I know because I saw everything.
You wanted a fight? I'll give you one.
I prepared to defend the young girl. The Furies kept a distance, did not attack. Instead, they spoke. Until they said too much.
How do you agree?
Zeus.
Father.
The Furies had delivered a message from Hades, who knew exactly how to drive a wedge between father and daughter.
Well, it's too late. I heard what they said.
All lies.
That you want me to fight some war for you. To fulfill some fake prophecy.
The great prophecy is very real, and you must be on the right side of it.
I thought it was all lies.
I have tolerated this rebellious phase long enough. You're nearly 16, a dangerous age. And for a daughter of Zeus, that danger grows by the day. But here, you would be protected. More, you would be idolized by the other demigods who would fight each other to bask in your glory.
The only demigods I care about are the two I just brought here. I see now that that was a mistake. So I am going to go and get them, and we are going to leave.
Valia Grace, you will not walk away from me.
Hear my words. I don't want to be your daughter. I will never be your weapon. Do you hear me?
Lied. You saw what happened. And you lied.
6 years ago, Zeus ordered me to lie. To say that the Furies had mortally wounded Thalia and that he had spared her life. When you first told me about the quest this year, I realized what Cronus intended. To use the power of the fleece to raise his champion.
His champion?
I feared that champion was you, Percy. But I was wrong.
You don't mean... Wes? Annabeth? You've grown. Where's Luke? Where is he?
You guys get nightmares, right? Not like mine. Because mine just woke up.
Georgia.
If you wish to take the accelerated course, there are limited spots, but the results are undeniable.